Hello and welcome to another episode of Advanced English with Angela and Anna. Make sure you've got your notebook ready and let's learn.
Hello and welcome to another episode. Today we will be discussing more collocations. So in our last collocation episode, we discussed collocations with the verbs make and do.
We hope you can remember what a collocation is. But just in case you can't, a collocation is two or more words that go together and sound correct to native speakers. So using a collocation will make you sound more like a native.
So today we're going to look at some adjective noun collocations using the word deep. These are deep breath, deep depression, deep devotion, deep feeling, deep pockets, deep sleep, deep thought, and deep trouble.
So, our first collocation is deep breath, which means to breathe deeply or to take a lot of air into your lungs, usually used to calm yourself. For example, I was nervous before my job interview, so I took a deep breath before going in to calm down.
And our next one is deep depression, which is when someone is extremely sad and depressed. For example, she sank into a deep depression after losing her job.
Up next is deep devotion, which is to be extremely dedicated to an activity, cause, or enterprise, and it is often used in relation to religion. There was a deep devotion between the two of them.
Our next one is deep feeling, which means to have extreme feelings for someone or something, which could be both negative or positive. For example, Bill cannot shake off his deep feeling of guilt.
And now is deep pockets, which is used to describe someone who has a lot of money. So pocket being the pocket in your trousers where you would keep your wallet. So for example, if someone wants to save this company, they're going to need to have very deep pockets.
And next up is deep sleep, which is when you are asleep and cannot be easily woken up. For example, Jane was in such a deep sleep yesterday, she didn't hear her alarm and was late for work.
That's like me. I'm a very deep sleeper usually. Next is deep thought, which means when you are contemplating something or thinking a lot about something or concentrating a lot. For example, after a moment of deep thought, she finally answered her friend.
And our final collocation with deep is deep trouble, which means to be in serious trouble. For example, you'll be in deep trouble if you don't tell Mum what you did and she finds out.
And that's it for today's episode of Collocations with Deep. Please spread the word about our podcast and follow us on Instagram. And if you don't, then you'll be in deep trouble with us.
Thanks for listening today. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and check out our website, English with Angela and Anna.